Hello again. Now I'm wearing another hat. I'm also the chair of the DataCite Metadata Working Group, and so that's what I'm going to be talking about here for a few minutes. I'm really happy to be the chair of this particular working group because this group really works hard. This is a working group. You can see that the members represent 10 of the 17 DataCite members, and some members have more than one representative on the working group. Just a few of us are here at this meeting, but all the members are here in spirit, I'm sure of it. And if you represent a member of DataCite who is not represented on this working group and you would like to have a representative on the working group, just let me know. I don't want anybody to feel left out. We just released version 3.0 of the metadata schema in July, and it includes several key new features, and I'm just going to spend a few minutes introducing these to you and then tell you how to keep in touch with us, how to sort of find out about new things, and how to tell us your ideas for other new things. The first of these new features, or new advances, if you will, is that we now have better support for dates and time. There used to be a way to indicate the date and time of, when the data was collected, that sort of thing. But in fact, it was not the greatest. It was a little bit flawed, and people had trouble understanding how to do it. We got some kind of goofy data. So now we have implemented this using an ISO standard. Yay. So we've fixed that issue in this new version. So that's the first item. Okay, the second one is that we've actually added a brand new element to the metadata set, a new property called geolocation. And this one we've kind of aimed for a middle path, if you will. We allow both the provision of geospatial box and point, and we also have the capacity to store some free text. So if you have specific box or point data, you can put that in. But if you want to provide a textual description, you can do that too. It's not either or, you can do both if you like. So this is kind of a first step down the path of providing this geospatial information. We are actually certain we're not going to be pleasing everyone, because when we put this out for comment, we did hear from folks who do three-dimensional location information, and they told us this doesn't cut it, but at least this is a start. Okay, now here's a pretty important, big, new extension, and this is the ability to add pretty much any additional new metadata that you'd like to. I have some little building blocks here to sort of indicate that you can actually now give us what, sort of the metadata of your dreams, if you will. And the way to do it is that we've added a new relation type to our related identifier mechanism, if you're familiar with the metadata schema, and of course you all are, right? So this one is called has metadata, and its pair is metadata 4. Using this mechanism, you can, if you have a separate metadata file, you can assign it a persistent identifier of, pretty much any type, and then point to that using this related identifier. We got a request from a client for this particular add-on to the metadata schema. So this is also an example of the way that we listen to the community. If we get an idea from you, we talk it over, we think about it, and then we can make a decision to bring it in and share it with everybody. So this is one of the ideas that's made it into the schema. Another thing that we heard loud and clear from some of our clients was that our documentation was not cutting it. And so all of us pitched in and worked pretty hard to add some new features to the documentation. We have put in full record examples onto the schema website. We've put in definitions and examples to the documentation itself. Lots more details. So I'm hoping that some of you out there are people who actually read documentation, and you'll let us know if we've done a better job. We really tried, and every member of the metadata working group actually helped with this. So we all really put in some effort, and so I know that all of us would like to hear whether we've come a little bit closer to the ideal. I do know that there's no such thing as perfect documentation, so I know we can always do better. Let us know how that's working. One of the key new features of the documentation is that we took the opportunity to identify among the optional components of metadata. If you are familiar with our metadata set, you know that there are 5 pieces of metadata that are required, and all the rest are optional. With this set, we took a subset of those optional choices and teased out which ones would be especially of interest to external entities that would be indexing our metadata. And we now call those recommended. So in other words, if clients have any interest at all in getting their metadata picked up by external entities, and we'll be hearing some more, I think, about those potential customers for our metadata, they're going to want to bring some energy into supplying that recommended metadata. And so we really wanted to highlight that. Let me give you some details. The first fields up there in black are the required fields. You can't get a DOI from DataCite without giving us those fields. These ones in red are the new recommended set. And just as we know that some pigs are more equal than others, if you only have time to give us 2, the 2 to give us are resource type and abstract, which we tuck in under description. So now you know the details, details, details. Lastly, this working group, the metadata working group, is the first working group. Of course, we only have 2 right now, but I'm still going to claim the mantle of saying we're the first working group in DataCite to have a permanent mechanism for you to tell us what you want. We have introduced a Google group. The link is right there. And we've put the link to this Google group on our schema page. This is a self-registering Google group. You can just go there and sign up and tell us what you think. You can tell us if that documentation still needs improvement, or we'd certainly like it if you tell us if it's just fine or we did a good job. You can tell us if you have a question about something, if you wish we would add a new value to one of those controlled lists that we use, if you have a great idea for a new field, whatever you want to tell us. Now you can do it, this week, next month, next year, whenever you want to do it. Every month when we meet, we will be looking at the things that you've submitted. Feel free to send this information out to your clients, however you want to do it. Our ears are now tuned in. We're listening. All right, that's it. Again, I'll be posting these slides. Okay, thanks.